Well, my name is Henriette, and I've been here at Slottet for 6 years now, and I'm the principal of a ordinary nursing home in the municipality of Copenhagen. And when I started those years ago, we were asked if we wanted to try and develop a rainbow profile. And that was due to the fact there was some reports showing that old people being LGBT, they could have this fear of getting into a nursing home and jumping back into the cupboard, not being themselves, thinking they had to hide away their sexual orientation and gender identity. And there was these problems connected with it of loneliness and abuse and mental illness and so forth. So there was definitely a need. And because there was a time also where the mayor of our area, she said that we could work with profiles. It was a possibility that we should develop a rainbow profile so that we could increase our LGBT competence. And we did not know what this was. And we treat everybody nicely and with acceptance and so forth. But we had to learn that we were opposing our own norms towards the people moving in, and especially having another sexual orientation and gender identity. So we had to learn to be norm critic in our approach to the people getting into our place to live. And this this was kind of an eye-opener to us, because it's not only the LGBT people. And if you move into a nursing home, I would not talk about your sexual orientation and gender identity for the first day anyway. But this awareness of not posing my own norms upon you is in general a good awareness, so that we are open to who are you and what means something to you when you get into a nursing home. But in this process, we had a lot of help. We were co-creating this LGBT competence with the people, LGBT Denmark and the AIDS Foundation and Sex and Society and different smart people having more knowledge. And we developed a 4-step course in order to increase our LGBT competence. And this was about being aware of the history and the culture and the society, how it has looked upon LGBT during the Second World War, after the Second World War, all the AIDS and so forth. Being aware of what was going on around us and what have met the people moving into the nursing home, because our young people, they're not aware of the Second World War or AIDS and so forth. And another thing we had to talk about was old people and sexuality in general, because we thought if we're going to address this theme of identity and so forth, we needed to have some kind of awareness of old people and sexuality in general. What's going on? What happens to our bodies? What are the needs? What does it mean? How does it express itself? And so forth. And that was also a good process of increasing the knowledge, instead of, again, you are posing your own norms towards the old people, you are more aware of what is actually going on and how is this a very natural need. And we had this happy suitcase with the sexual remedies, so you could have a dildo or something else. I don't know what it's called in English, but it's not being used very much, but it is just a reaching out and acknowledging, Yes, you are old. Yes, you have also this need as everybody else. And we also discussed, of course, with LGBT, they taught us a lot of how to be non-critic. How, when you are being the majority, how do you, as a majority, put your norms into the minority, and what do you have to be aware of, and how often do you actually do it, and also the courage to, well, you just have to try it out and start talking to people. And I think there was a very profound learning. At the beginning, I was talking to the employees, the people living here and their families, how would you like us to have this rainbow profile? And everybody said, yes, of course, and we are always, I knew one, and once I also, blah, blah, blah. Everybody had some histories. But there was this unit manager, she said to me, try and go and then see this man down the hallway. I think he's gay. I said, okay. And I went down and I knocked on his door and I told him about the idea and how he would like this idea, what was his point of view. And he was, of course, not of course, but he was very happy, because it would be nice if he had some fellows to come in and they could share their experiences and so forth. And he talked, and because this was new in Copenhagen, we were having also a lot of people visiting. And actually this man, he found some old friends because he suddenly appeared in the press. And he started telling his story to everybody, and people working around him talked to him about this this part of his life, living together with another man, and how they traveled and sang and so forth. And so my point is that you have to talk to people about it, not only presume or think, but when you start talking about it, that's when the person comes alive and becomes himself or herself.
I think this is brilliant. It's a really interesting approach, and one that is so obvious, and yet I'm sure it's very innovative. I'm sure lots of organizations haven't considered it. And we know that people from the LGBT plus community, which is obviously a huge umbrella term for a very diverse community, we know that people in that group suffer more from stigma and discrimination and mental illness as a result, sometimes due to their sexuality, sometimes due to a transition from one gender to another. So I'm really interested in practically what advice you would give. Let's say somebody from a care home over here in the UK said, we don't do that, any of this, but we're really interested. What advice would you give to a care home to start their journey towards being more open and inclusive towards people from the LGBT community?
Well, I think this four steps of knowledge and awareness and try it out, and also that you yourself have to develop. I myself have to look my prejudice in my eyes, and that's okay. But I also have my limitations in our. So I think that you just have to start talk to the society about it, and then get some more knowledge, get some more stories, get some more facts on how the legislation has developed, how the cultural and social society has changed during the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, and so forth. And be aware of how to talk, be aware of your own norms. And that's a lot of talking.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because you spoke about people who don't want to go back in the closet when they move into a care home.
Yeah.
But I guess there are also people who haven't yet come out of the closet.
Yeah.
Moved into a care home because of their life circumstances.
Yeah.
Maybe that is the opportunity they have to finally be themselves. So how do you think you know, the wider society needs to change to give people the opportunity to still make those decisions, even in their later years, around sexuality and around gender.
Well, I guess when you get into a place and you sense there is some kind of acceptance.
Yep.
And I also have, I don't know where I put it, but all over the place we have the rainbow, and this also symbolizing this symbol of, well, it's a symbol of many things, but also of LGBT, a rainbow. And this being visual, that's also a little sign and invitation. We have some rainbow gatherings where the LGBT people meet once a week to have different talks with some volunteers, and other people join too. Other people who are being curious or just find themselves comfortable in this company. And I guess in that sense, then if you have this wish within, and you get this acceptance, artifacts with signs and so forth, and it's addressed, it's a community, it's a get together, then you maybe feel the courage also to take that step in spite of your being at the nursing home. But because there is some security around you, that this I could imagine, but I have not experienced it yet. I have heard history of this man, but that was when his wife died and he took his step towards meeting another man in the age of 80 some.
Wow.
But I think this feeling safe, being a safe space, then maybe you could allow yourself to fall in love with somebody else.